I have lately had many conversations with Sylvia, renewing our memories of the days at the hatchery. She has a sweetness of character, surely the clue to her extraordinary relationship to all dinosaurs. She and Will seem to be a good influence on each other. Their days are full with all they must do and learn. So are mine. After I complete my daily chores for Nora, I explore this region and keep up my journal and field notes. There is a whole different class of flora at these heights. We must be at about 5,200 feet of elevation, or, as they prefer to say, 130 necks, each neck being a unit of approximately 40 feet. I have so far recognized great trees of rhododendron, an enormous variety of delicate ferns, tiny rock violets, and many tuberous wild lilies. Cool nights, hot sunny days, a paradise.
Arthur, it's time you had some company on your walks. Take Melanie and Calypso with you.
Melanie is her 5-year-old granddaughter, and Cal, the Dryosaurus, who always accompanies her.
Would you like to see my friends?
Your friends? Yes, I would. As we toured through thickets and brambles, Melanie would stop at a single shoot in the midst of a mass of vegetation and say,
"My how you going?"
No bud or tendril was a stranger to her. I soon discovered she was a positive encyclopedia of plants.
Now this is Chenopodium cluca.
Chenopodium cluca, is it a grain?
Yes, it came from the Aztecs.
Really?
Now here is Arctium longivus.
Arctium longivus? What do you use it for, to live longer?
Yes, to live very, very long.
Really? I wonder if this is the herb that Nalab referred to back in Waterfall City.
Maybe.
I later met a small, wrinkled man from Cornucopia named Cornelius Huygen, who claimed to have been born in Holland in the year 1618 and to have been shipwrecked from a Dutch East India vessel. He spoke with such familiarity about the old pepper ports on the coast of Java and other antiquities that I could not easily discredit his story. Whether or not his claims are true, I cannot say. Nevertheless, as a practical man, and as a scientist interested in making even such a long-term experiment, I now make a habit of drinking the tea of A. longivus.
They say it's very rare.
Melanie, where did you learn so much about your green friends?
From Grandma.
Really? Melanie has reawakened in me the love of nature, the joy of knowledge gained in carefree wanderings out of doors, which, as a boy, led me to become a scientist.
Arthur, were you aware that we dinosaurs see quite differently from humans?
I've always made that assumption.
Oh, good.
In what way is it different?
Dinosaur eyes take in a wider field of view, bending in at the edges like a glass globe filled with water. Nothing is gray or drab or dull. Rather, we see swimming particles of color, a moving mosaic of dancing colored specks.
You mean similar to seeing a starscape in the night sky?
Yes, yes, yes. Some humans can see with dinosaur vision.
They can.
Oh, of course. Artists, poets, and children. But apparently, as you grow older, the mammalian part of your brain clouds over the older reptilian part and drains away a little of the glory of the world.
Yes, I'm afraid that is the sad truth for most humans.
Well, now that you've spent many weeks living with and observing the habits of the dinosaurs, tell me what you've observed.
Oh, I noticed that Stegosaurus loves bats.
Oh, yes. Yes, it is a most fastidious animal.
And that Camarasaurus needs dental work quite often.
Oh, quite true.
And when Styracosaurus is around strangers, it needs to be reassured with a rub under the chin.
Ah, nothing like touch to reassure.
Yes, and not only among dinosaurs.
Oh, tell me, Will, now that you've reached the end of the training season, are you ready to take part in the Dinosaur Olympics to be held in Cornucopia?
Oh, yes, the ring riding event.
Ah, the crowning contest.
Which event is that?
The ring riding event. The object is to capture the greatest number of rings of a certain color.
The saddle holds two riders, a young woman in front, who steers the Dinocerus by touch signals, and a young man standing in back, who catches the rings on a pole as they race past.
Yes, and Sylvie and I are going to compete.
To understand the nature of Dinocerus, imagine an ostrich growing three times its ordinary height, climbing into the skin of an elephant, diving into a river of bright-hued paint, and then prancing about with the arrogance of a camel. Fortunately, Will and Sylvia and the other contestants have spent days practicing with these rather temperamental mounts. Race day. Crowds poured into the rustic stadium from all the villages around. A lone trumpet call from the edge of the forest brought all to silent attention. The crash of the cymbal woke the multitude into a frenzy of excitement. A small Dimorphodon, flying ahead to set the pace, careened around the great ring, just ahead of the feet of the running giants. At first, I tried to sketch, but I found myself yelling encouragement and leaping up and down along with the screaming spectators.
Oh, right on, right on!
Go to it, Sylvia, Will!
Come on, Will! That's my boy!
Right on,
that's my boy!
Right on.
Come on, Will!
Will and Sylvia rounded the track once, twice, three times, sometimes missing the ring with the pole, sometimes catching it, until the cymbal was struck again to conclude the running. They had in their possession no less than four of the hard-won rings, the most of any team. My son's team was triumphant. Many hands slapped my shoulder in congratulations. Many long-necked dinosaurs swung their heads toward me in a gesture of approbation. Will and Sylvia paraded through the crowds, trailing a throng of children. They paused to receive the blessing of all the dinosaur elders, and it was Brokenhorn himself who awarded the prize. Bix, what is he saying?
You humans have now cracked through your shell. You are ready to become a habitat partner. The earth, the sky, and the sea are all open to you. Oh, what region, what zone of life do each of you choose?
The sky.
Ah, Arthur, this triumph means they are assured of going on to Canyon City to train as Skybax riders.
Yay!
Will is certainly pleased.
He certainly is. And so am I.
We soon departed for Canyon City. For Will, drawn upward by the eagerness to fly, and for me, drawn forward by the hunger for new discovery, the rootless life offered its own consolation. But I will miss my friends.
Goodbye, Arthur.
Goodbye, Nora. Thank you.
Breathe deep. Seek peace.